Tennessee may be one of the country's most politically and religiously conservative states, but even in its islands of blue, voters bring spirituality with them to the ballot box. Today, WKNO's Christopher Blank says that for many religious progressives in the Mid-South, politics have become a test of faith.
63. That's the percent of Shelby County voters who picked Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump for president, the biggest margin in the state. It's also about the same percentage of people here who identify as Christians, like Alice Shands. The Sunday after the November election, her congregation was asked to pray for the new president.
And I just went,
out loud.
I did. And I was ashamed of myself. Even Donald Trump, no matter what I feel, deserves our prayers.
Shan says that in the past few months, many left-leaning Christians have been thinking about an old bumper sticker question. What would Jesus do? For Shan's part, she quickly organized an interfaith prayer at Memphis Theological Seminary with music. That led to Together We Pray, West Tennessee, a Facebook group that meets to pray but also to generate ideas.
How do we move forward? How do we put our faith in action for this?
Liberal Christians are becoming more politically engaged across the country. In North Carolina, a series of protests called Moral Mondays led to offshoots in Georgia and South Carolina. In Memphis, there are discussion groups held in bars. William Justice was at one called Civil Poor.
Do you always feel like your religion is being represented by people who have conflicting political views to your own?
He and others have struggled to understand how evangelicals could back a politician like Trump.
The story that always came to my mind was this biblical story, actually, of the story of Esau.
That's Robert P. Jones, CEO of the Public Religion Research Institute and author of the recent book, The End of White Christian America.
And the lesson there is that, you know, Esau traded away his inheritance for a single pot of stew. And it's a kind of classic, you know, trading away something very valuable for a short-term gain.
So what did evangelicals trade? Jones says the moral high ground. 5 years ago, the Institute asked different denominations whether politicians who behaved immorally in their private lives could still ethically fulfill their public duties.
And at that time, evangelicals were one of the least likely groups. Only about 3 in 10 said yes to that question. So most evangelicals said no.
Fast forward to last year, same poll taken just after Trump became the nominee.
White evangelicals moved from being the least likely group to the most likely group. More than 7 in 10 evangelicals now say that a politician who's immoral in their private life can nonetheless behave ethically in their public life. So it stood evangelical political ethics on its head.
Jones says that it's still too early to tell if liberal Christians could become the new moral majority. One setback, he says, is that progressives are diverse. They rarely unite around a single cause. But Jones does see a new bond forming between progressive Christians and a growing number of religiously unaffiliated Americans.
Those two groups together are actually quite a bit bigger than the Christian right groups in the country.
Broderick Keir is a 26-year-old curate at Grace St. Luke's Episcopal Church and School. Last year, he started a podcast called Theology Live. Topics include religion, culture, justice, and the arts. The day after the election, his live audience doubled.
We had almost 60 people.
Greer says that Christians of all stripes are looking at recent policy changes and asking questions of their principles.
One of those questions is, what is the central message of Jesus?
Liberals, he says, often take the biographical approach.
Jesus came, was poor, lived among poor people, and proclaimed good news to poor people.
And that explains why many progressive religious organizations have been well represented at recent protest marches, from women's rights to immigration.
The core of our mission should be among the dispossessed, the displaced, refugees, people who Jesus found himself with.
For many religious leaders in the Mid-South, today's divisive political landscape poses a ministerial challenge. Verzola Law, senior minister at Lindenwood Christian Church, saw Facebook and Twitter battles erupt between members. Old friendships became strained.
The tension that I am called to shepherd is this sense of how do I help those who have voice, who felt like their voice has been heard as liberals, but also how do I give voice and shepherd those who are also conservative, who felt like they've not been heard in these last 8 years? And how do we live in that tension, that paradox?
So far, she's kept to a nonpartisan message, also a basic Christian tenet, kindness to others.
And so I'm encouraging us to spend time with the other, but to do it in such a way that there's healing and there's movement, and still a way that honors your own commitment.
Law says that as tempting as it may be to take sides, her job is ultimately to bring those sides together in Christ. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.